Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
The Ryan Scotty's Morning Show. With Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait. That's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
Good morning. I love the name. Willa Ford. You know, that was, I'm sure you hear that all the time.
It's the baby from Willa.
Yeah. So we kind of, you're not very talkative. What's up? Did I offend you by calling you Willa? You're like, I don't know who Willa Ford is, dude. Just roll on. What you talking about, Willa? All right.
You had to be of a certain time, for sure.
Yeah, right, for sure. So we kind of toyed around with this. You called yesterday during news, and we got you on today. The tease I love is that you started dating a guy, and one would be weird, but a closet full is a red flag. I love that. I love that. And Paige here doesn't know what it is yet, so this is going to be very telling. How long have you been? This is your boyfriend, right?
Yes.
How long y'all been together?
About 2 months now.
Oh, this is new.
This is new.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, you hear that? Yes.
Yeah.
This
yeah. She's fun.
Yes, he's good.
Yeah.
Is
Well, see, you know, it's good. It's lasted 2 months. I mean, honestly, that's a milestone these days.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's new, and we're going strong. I mean, at least, like, emotionally, I feel like we're connected, and, you know, it's been pretty great.
Yeah.
But physically, something's been on my mind, and,
Before we go any further, Paige, a guess. You get us with news all the time, like getting us to make guesses.
He's got a closet full of something?
Yes. One would be weird, but a closet full is a big red flag, she says.
I can't even imagine.
You're on a game show. You have 5 seconds. So you lose.
I would say if he had a closet full of sex devices, would be strange.
Sex devices? My God,
yeah,
Paige.
He'd be like,
we can't go take her anywhere.
He would be high maintenance if you needed a toy for every.
Let's not
answer
it yet. You say it's you've connected spiritually. You know, you're on the same wavelength kind of thing, but not physically. So is it an attraction thing or what? Go ahead with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect. Yeah. But, you know, just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. And
keep going.
And, that's the secret, well, guys. Don't dispute wine. Like it's a gateway thing.
Get the wine with the foot on it. That always
totally
works.
Yeah. It just brings it out. Yeah. And you know, at first when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about, but that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So, when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower. Just, you know, to see if there was anything that I was missing.
Yeah.
'Cause I don't know, the answer was pretty vanilla to me, and I was just looking for signs of maybe another woman that he's hiding. Like, were there any notes around? Were there any like remnants of another woman? You know, you break up with someone, there's things.
Condom wrappers. You're like, hey man,
rubber wrappers.
Me.
Or,
what
or
is,
condoms in general.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Right.
Yep. So, and I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else.
Found the closet.
It was in the closet. So.
See if Paige was right.
It was sex toys. Honestly.
You got it, Paige.
You got it.
That was so fun. We got to give her a big round of applause. It's not often Paige wins any games or any type of competitions on this show. And she got that one. So.
And it was a lot of them. Like, not just a few, like a lot. And yeah. It was nothing weird, but.
Well. Okay, it's nothing weird, and obviously we have to watch our, is it P's and Q's? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to cross your eyes.
All the other letters are fine.
But a closet full.
Well, what, like, when it comes to a man, there's only, and educate me, like, there's only like a handful of different options versus I feel like for women, there's like, at least I notice when I go to Adam and Eve, there's like, there's a little bit of stuff for dudes, but more of it's for women. So like,
yeah, like it would be very hard to use on a dude.
Right. Or why would a, let's be honest, why would a straight man have a need for something like that, you know? Something that resembles that of a saddle.
Oh, yeah.
God, you think about that. You might have a lot of different, like a variety of.
So what are we talking here? Like, are we talking, you know, all like, you know,
oh, no.
Things that, you know, he himself would place himself in, or
it was things for women, but like also reading material, like not porn mags, but
graphic
like
novels.
Books.
Oh God!
Oh, not mags.
No, wow. not the magazines. Like sex books, if that makes any sense.
How
like,
to?
Yeah, like positions, like Kama Sutra stuff, or is this like just oh.
Well, Kama Sutra, and then like also just like about like pleasing women, like how just, you know, any kind of reading material.
Someone bought my books.
So when he tells you that he didn't really think about it or wasn't thinking about it, what did you think when he said that? Like something's wrong.
I'm
with
thinking,
it.
How yeah, are you not you think thinking about it? This seems to be a closet full of things that you're thinking about,
wow.
Or that you've at least thought about in the past or recent past. Elsewise, why would you have a whole collection of?
But like, were you mad when you found all that stuff?
That's a good question.
I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this? Because I mean, on all the other levels we were connecting and things we were talking about, I'm just surprised that like the sexual talk at least didn't come up for me to find out that he was as sexually curious or interested in learning about this stuff. I mean, unless he's saving it for a big surprise, like
that's creepy.
That is now I knew about the toys and stuff. I did not know that it went to that inundation of like the reading material and all the like. Was there a lot of baby oil and stuff like that?
No okay. Baby oil.
Okay.
There was one little small tube or canister of
Kentucky
that
jelly.
The hot war. Yeah.
Imagine she thought she found a Hershey Kiss, but it was the top of a toy.
Oh no!
Oh.
No, Lord.
And he's not a sex therapist, so.
Yeah, exactly.
What if you were dating and that's what he does part-time?
So I'm not expecting you to spill your guts on the radio completely, but, like, when you say, like, you guys, like, kissing and, I mean, this sounds so, like, middle school talk, but, like, where has it went? In other words, you've not had fully had sex, but has there been clothes removed? Has there been something as simple as a caressing of the breasts?
Yeah, like middle school stuff, you know, but nothing moving to.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like know. Like, is he, what's his background? Like, do you know any of, heard about any of his exes? Was he married, divorced? Like, is he one of those wild, hey, I thought I was gay and I'm not, and I'm just learning about women now? Or, see, I mean, I'm serious.
I'm not sure now. I mean, he was dating someone like 4 months before we started dating, which ended.
Is it a woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
Yeah.
And does he have a sex room? Because that would creep. I would be
sex,
like,
closet.
I'd be gone.
If he had no, just a sex closet.
You think that he might, like, and this is like a probably a deep psychological question, but you think, like, he facilitates himself so much that, like, that's not the attraction for him anymore? Like, a lot of stockbrokers and people who do a lot of hardcore business stuff, Fat Boy will tell you this, that they tell their male employees, get sex off your brain while you're at work.
Got to focus.
You have to focus. In other words, if you need to go to the bathroom and facilitate yourself, do it, because it'll keep your mind on business and not women.
And see, me being a weirdo,
we're like animals,
and the fact that you haven't had any intimacy, I'm thinking maybe he's got low T and he can't get an erection, and that's why he uses those things to please
no,
you.
That did cross my mind.
Dude, like
like
having to use
maybe
a pump?
Also that he's got like a secret porn addiction or something, or maybe he's got a freaky side that he is hiding
for
because.
Sure.
So you didn't bring it up. You didn't bring it up to him after you found all this stuff, or would you do? Just go home, or?
Well, so I didn't say anything that night because I just wanted to process what I found, honestly, and I didn't want to have that conversation just because I was thinking, all right, well, if tonight could be the night, then I would ruin it, you know, because if I brought all that up, he would just be like completely. Yeah. Caught off guard, and you know, I was going through his things. Like, why are you in my closet? You know, looking.
I think in the future, if I have a woman over and I take a shower, I'm gonna have her go sit in her car while I shower.
We're getting through all your stuff.
Yeah, look, you sound like you're open minded. You sound, you know, fun and all that, but you can't avoid red flags either, and that's a red flag that. But you can't also say, "Hey, I saw this." Right? You can't say I went through. So I think you just got to be straight up, say, look, I'm feeling it. I'm at that, you know, it's not on the man to necessarily make the first move. So if I can be blunt, like maybe next time you're all over, you know, you have dinner or whatever, just reach down, grab your handful.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. Be the aggressor.
What if he wants to reverse roles? Are you down with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? He wants you to be the man.
Yes, you be the man.
No,
I'm not into like you know, the dominatrix, like, and or you know,
you don't want to wear like, something.
Also, I want him to be the man, and like, I like being pursued. So it does take a little bit for me to like jump on him, but I think that's a good idea.
I
initiate it. Mm-hmm.
But the spontaneity of the new attraction is so hot and sexy when you start dating, you know.
What do you look like? Who do you look like? Anyone famous that you resemble? So you can paint that picture for the weirdos that are texting in asking.
Is there someone? I'd say like maybe close to Blake Lively.
God!
A little bit, but not fully.
Oh, wow. And he hasn't wanted to have sex with you?
God.
There's a problem.
God.
Yeah,
I love
so like
her.
I mean, I try to not take it personally. I'm thinking like, okay, he's just being, you know, respectful, and maybe if he has a freaky deaky side, maybe he's just like too scared to bring it out, and because once it comes out, maybe it's all out, or who knows? Maybe his last relationship was her idea for him to really explore things more. Maybe she thought he wasn't that good, and but who knows? Oh, I don't know,
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, fat boy. Roll with it. You just said, I had to pull the move on you and say, oh, man, just say that when we come back. Because you said you're out of town over the weekend. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was. You ever take a, you've probably done this definitely more than me. It's like a spontaneous trip. You're you know what? Let's just go somewhere. Let's just drop it and like.
I love that.
Even if it's a day or two, you're like, get out of town.
Just you and the missus?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Well, sandals.
It's nothing really.
Hedonism.
This is only a day trip, so it's nothing that far off.
Flip flops.
No, we went to Atlanta, but
World of Coke?
No. I think the reason why is, well, it might indicate a problem.
Did you go to the art museum? That'd be fun.
No, not the art museum. This is completely random. I was looking up.
Didn't involve the Ashes, did it?
No.
Okay.
I was looking up.
I was a Braves fan.
How to make a homemade pot pie. And as I was going down the rabbit hole, I'm like, who's got the best pot pie? Because it's hard to find. Like, you're either going to make it or you're going to get one in your freezer section. Nobody really has them.
You drive to Georgia for a pot pie?
I did. I drove to Atlanta
Jesus
to get
Christ. Weird. Bizarre. Chicken?
No other, honest to God, no other reason why. Other than
that was it.
And what was the name of the place that supposedly, is it a Paula Deen restaurant?
No, it's this little place in Roswell called Doodle Pies.
Doodle.
You people in Chattanooga, I'm telling you, you want to go check it out too, because it's not too far from you.
That's not bad. That's a quick drive down the back roads.
And I'm like, there's no way this is like the best pot pie you can get. And they said it was, and they are deep. They're not really that big, but they're deep pot pies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to go get one, right? And it was, God, you get there, man, and it was like, you could pack it full with whatever you wanted. Like brisket.
What did you put in your pot pie?
Beef brisket.
Like
put gravy, gravy in it and on top of it with mashed potato, like a big mashed potato ball on it.
Oh, Lord.
Like, oh, my God. This is great.
I didn't know people still ate pot pies, honestly.
I didn't know there was a place to like. was certified best in the South pot pies. I'm like, I don't
know
about it.
I can't believe you would get in the car and drive that far. But then again, for what it was for, I can.
Yeah.
Did you drive or did someone else
drive? No, I drive. I don't go unless I'm driving.
Okay.
He's got to feel in control.
And that's not a thing of where, like, I decide when we leave, but I prefer my driving over others.
Yeah.
I really drive like an old man. I started, I'm like, if we're doing a food trip, we might as well pack something else in, right?
So you literally drove to what part again?
Roswell.
Roswell. Okay. You see any aliens?
No, but God, man, all those little like suburbs around Atlanta are always packed full of people.
Yeah.
And they all got shopping centers.
And sat in traffic to drive down.
You ate the pot pie and then went back to Clemson.
Pretty much, yeah. I'm like, I don't really want to do anything else in town. We got a great pot pie, so let's just turn around and go. First off,
are you in fear of being served papers by chance?
No, if I wanted to escape that, I'd move to North Carolina. Oh. We got a local place that's only open. It's called Hirschberger's Bakery in Fairplay.
Yeah.
And oh my God, I found out about this place too.
Now, what do they serve? What's their specialty?
They're like donuts, mm-hmm. cinnamon buns, but they're only open like, you know, various like hours. You really got to get there and get there first.
Places like that give me anxiety to even think about.
Oh, it was so good.
Like, there was a place, it's still there downtown Greenville, where people would, you know, you'd have to be a real fanatic, like a big biscuit head, to want to go there and wait outside for 2 hours to get a biscuit. By God, I did it one time, and
I haven't had that experience yet.
I mean, it was good and all, but I'm not a lion, not because of any kind of bouginess. I just don't like waiting in lines.
I don't either.
I use Open Table when I go to a nice restaurant. I hate not having reservations. I don't like waiting. I just hate it. Not that I'm too good, but it just.
Like, I'm not one of these people who are going to sit out and camp out at a restaurant to get like one free sandwich a month.
No.
When, like, they tell you it's free food for a year.
Usually like to go at the off hours and off time so you don't have to wait and you just get in, get out. You know, the food's better because the cook's not overstressed.
Like, I can't make it.
There's too many pot pies, man.
Too many pot pies.
There was a line out the door, so I had to wait a little bit.
God. But and you suckers. Heard about it and talked your wife into this.
Yeah, I'm like, let's go. Let's just go get one. You know, we'll go to the bakery first. That was great. Oh, my God. I got a fat spinny donut, man. It was massive.
A spinny donut?
They call it a twist, but it's a spinny, and it's huge. I couldn't eat it all. And the donuts are thick.
So I thought we were on a good pace last couple of weeks. You were talking about gymming, going to the gym, and
you know,
now we're having pot pies and donuts.
He's going out of town for pot pies.
You know what somebody told me that kind of got in my head about it, and I probably didn't do it right?
What?
They're like, look, if you're going a couple weeks doing good, you got to shock the system. You got to take a day to eat bad to kind of reset your weight so your body's not getting used to.
I'm glad you're doing that.
Well, that's the thing. It lasted longer than a day.
Did you get constipated?
No. I can never have that problem. If anything, it made it more explosive.
Oh.
Thanks.
Price that's not Jesus. Always good either, though.
I mean, you'd think a Pollock stopped by the bathroom, you know, and decorated the commode.
God.
And it was just.
Jackson, what's up?
It was great food. I'm like. There are people that just tour.
And then you got in the car and drove home. Well, foodies, yes. I mean, that's I was a foodie before it had a name. Like I was. You just called me fat ass and stuff back then. Now I'd be a foodie. That was like
what
husky
was in,
and all this stuff.
Was there vegetables in the pot pie?
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I love peas. But I could add in whatever I wanted to add in.
Oh.
So I put all kind of stuff in there, man. I'm like, give me a little extra beef. Double meat it for me, man, if you would.
Sprinkles, M&Ms.
Well, I got a dessert pie too. The apple pie just with a big
and a donut.
God. Yeah, well, the donut was breakfast. This is going to take a while to get there, you know.
Listen, I love her. I do. I love you, but I don't want to just do radio with you. I'm saying we got to keep him alive.
Well, I know.
Calm down.
Give me a butter IV. It should be good to go.
No, calm down.
No, I can't overeat it now. And I still get that thing mentally when I eat something bad. I'm like, oh no, what did I just do? But while I'm doing it, I'm like, man, it's you know how like some people are like alkies real bad or big druggies and pill heads? That's how they get whatever that feeling is I get from food. And I'm like, oh, this is so good.
See, that's you're rewarding yourself with that, which isn't that bad. You're not an emotional eater like I am with stuff.
No, it's just like taste. Like stuff will always taste good.
Like I won't eat any real food and I'll live on ice cream for a week.
I'm not an emotional eater, but I have cried on the toilet before.
Mine is just like, it's so bad.
Do you bring some Kleenex in here? Are we out of toilet paper? No, I'm crying again. This hurts.
Are you trying to do something else in the toilet?
Are you using the squatty potty? Yes, and I'm rocking back and forth. Still.
Oh, are you doing a reverse Blumpkin, sir,
bring
on the toilet?
Some of the COVID gloves
sir,
in here.
Sir, what are you doing?
And
are
a wrench.
Okay?
I had to stop myself.
Bring me the channel locks with you.
Oh, God. I had to stop myself.
He's
I'm
crying.
Like, I don't want to eat this too fast. That's how great this is.
Savor
I want
it.
Yeah.
It'll help you eat less, though. That's the way it does me if you take your time with it.
But if there's a crowd around, I kind of get like, not really nervous, but I feel like, you know, I'm kind of in people's way. I need to hurry up and get going. Like maybe somebody else is waiting to sit down because this place is packed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And there weren't really a whole lot of seats. And I'm like, I'm already getting an apple pie and a brisket pie.
And
I can't eat them all then. Yeah.
Donut.
Well, the donut was breakfast. You know, it's like a 2.5 hour drive. So.
But that was a one-off. You didn't go back and do that the next day, so that's good.
No.
And you went sleepy on the drive home?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like a narcolepsy or anything, but I get random, like, doze-offs, even during the day. I told you that game I play on my phone is like a hypnotic game.
Candy Crush?
No, it's called Brick and Balls.
Brick and Balls.
Yeah, so you shoot this little ball, and you like it hits the bricks, but it looks like Pong. And it just goes back and forth and back and forth. And if I watch it, I'll start to doze off. That's why I dropped my phone on my nuts the other day on the couch and damn near killed myself.
Oh, my gosh.
Is my phone? Where's my phone at? It weighs so much.
Oh, it's very heavy.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
That it's a 14 like a Pro Max. It's the heaviest iPhone they've ever made. And I dropped it on my nuts.
Wow.
At close range, too.
No wonder why you were sounding a little soprano.
And it didn't even wake me up at first. I'm like, God, didn't you get that pain? Like, oh,
you dropped
something happened.
It on there and then didn't feel it?
Because I was doing it. I was dozing. Like, and then when I kind of nodded off, I'm still holding the phone on the corner. And then it's like falls on the nuts. And I'm like, oh, then I got a delayed
Jesus.
Reaction.
Jesus. Did you go get that checked?
I don't know if that's part of being fat, though. I kind of chalk it up to being overweight.
People would just fall, drop it, falling asleep. At the drop of a hat?
Yeah, that's gotta be right.
A lot of that, you get a lot of that whatever kind of dump. Not like number twos, but like some kind of sugar crash or some kind of
maybe that's what it was.
Carb crash or whatever. You eat a lot of fruit and vegetables?
Yeah, I try to mix it up. You know, I like peas a lot, other green beans. Try to always have a green in there.
Somebody told me the other day that I'm messing with myself to lose weight. And it's true that I am. Like, I cognizantly, I don't think of it as pleasure.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
All right, so if you've listened to really the last couple of days, any portion of the show, this has come up and different updates and stuff. Initially, this is what it began with.
It's been on my mind, like, that we're not connecting physically. At first, I thought maybe he was just taking things slow and being super respectful, which I respect. Yeah. But just after a couple months of not being physical with each other, I did bring it up in conversation over some wine. Yeah. And at first, when I brought it up and kind of was pressing him on it, he just said it was something that he wasn't really thinking about. But that just, it seemed off to me. And I don't know if it was the wine in my brain or I just didn't really like the answer.
Yeah.
It didn't sit well with me.
Right.
So when I was back at his place, I did do a little snooping through his room when he was in the shower, and I didn't find anything in the bedroom, but I did find something else, and it was in the closet, so it was sex toys.
So,
and it was a lot of them, like not just a few, like a lot. I was confused. I was like, wait, how did I miss this?
And then Fatboy told us we had an FOF line voicemail, and it was not for the FOF line, but rather that was this guy, Derek, who claimed to be, like 150 people just texted in, Willa, because that's her name, Willa.
Willa.
I remember thinking about Willa yesterday, thinking like, is it short for Wilhelmina?
Oh,
Wilhelmina?
That's good.
Like, what is it short for? Is it short for anything? So Derek called, he left a voicemail, he was pissed about it. I don't know if they're still together or not. But we got Derek on hold, and Willa called in. She put him on blast for having them closet full of, she says, sex toys. You know, who knows what that even means. But he didn't want to sleep with her. Derek's got some explaining to do. He wants to. So, Derek, what's going on?
Hey. How's it going?
Good. That's got to be, like, surreal to to hear all that.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. I it was even like into the day. I had gotten up, going around my day, and then all of a sudden my phone just starts blowing up.
I love it.
The power of TRG right there. I love that.
It.
And with a name like Willa, you knew it was, they were talking to most people that know if you're dating a girl named Willa, that's probably your girlfriend.
Yeah, it wasn't a very long list.
Yeah, someone you trusted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, she was my girlfriend. You know, you're supposed to be able to trust that your girlfriend is not going to go air your dirty laundry on the radio.
Right. And now, have you heard everything that she said other than that little one
Yeah,
minute?
I didn't hear it live. I was able to go back and listen, though, and just...
It's a great podcast.
Very classy Willa.
Yeah.
Go through my closet when I'm in the shower. You couldn't just ask. And that's FBI behavior. That's crazy, right?
Yeah,
kind of.
I don't know if you would have volunteered that information, though, if she would have asked, right? I feel like maybe not.
I mean...
Are you sexually attracted?
We could have had a conversation about it instead of just going on the radio. And, you know, she goes into... I want to make one thing very clear. I am interested physically in her. I wanted to take things slow. I had been in a long-term relationship before. We rushed things. I wanted to get to know her first, you know?
Right.
Build a relationship before we just jumped into bed.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I can identify with that.
That's noble. I like that.
I understand. But I was making a joke, Paige.
I know.
I think Derek's not wanting to hear any jokes, but I totally get it. So this is what I want to ask you, Derek. And look, I don't know you. I don't know Willa. We don't know anyone involved in this. But, like, what's up with the collection? Like, a couple things, you know, that's cool. But, like, homegirl made it sound like you got, like, an Adam and Eve neighborhood store, like, in your closet. And that's just what she said, you know?
It's not far off, I guess. I like I said, I was in a long-term relationship previous to this one. She was very into trying things. So, yeah, I ended up with kind of a large collection, more than most guys I feel like have. I have toys. I have books. It's a lot of stuff. It is a lot of stuff. I can understand why it would be jarring to come across.
Of course.
The way she did it is still, you know.
I do agree with you on that. I said yesterday or day before, whenever she called in, I said, now, and I say this jokingly, of course, because no one does, but if I ever have a woman in my house, and I go take a shower, she has to go wait in her car outside.
Are you serious?
I think so.
You don't trust anybody?
Look, sit down in the yard,
what
toots.
Derek has shown me now, like any time I've ever showered at home or maybe even taken a simple poo in the other room, they could have been there going through the refrigerator, going through my laundry.
Do you know why he's credible right now? Because if he was in a long-term relationship, and it took him a while. They weren't physical at first, so he's used to that pace. So he's not going to change his pace and then go to a new relationship and try to bang right away.
But, like,
I wouldn't think.
And I want you to be completely honest, Derek, because I'm not trying to railroad your love life or your life or anything like that, but did the previous situation break up because she was wanting to go into this depth a little more, like maybe bring some extra people in or go to sandals?
No. You know, I mean,
ripping and tearing and things?
Yeah. Oh.
No, we didn't break up for anything like that. We just broke up because life broke us up. But we never got extreme with other people. But you know, it was all self-contained.
But you kept all the stuff,
and it's not really stuff you can just return. You know, even the unused stuff. It's not like he can just go back and be like, "Hey,
right?
Oh, I see."
But you're not using all of it, right? Like just. You just had it. You're not using everything.
Currently, I'm not using any of it.
Damn, son.
Oh.
Dang. Because she thought, you know, you were like, when she saw all that stuff, she thought you were using, like, every
she
bit
thought,
of it.
Yeah, that you're.
But that's like you said, had she just simply asked.
It could have been cleared up very easily if she had asked me about it.
That's,
Yep.
Yeah. Because she made it seem
we
like.
Smelled them.
And you heard it now, but, like, she made it sound like. And obviously, because we're on the radio, we could not allow her to be crazy descriptive, but she said something like a saddle.
Oh my goodness.
So I don't know. I know, I mean, like, damn, I mean, that's like, if it's what I think it is, like, that's like $1,700 up the road at Adam and Eve. See, yeah, Paige got one on FlexPay.
Melissa
have one
her
of
up.
Those things.
Yeah, she got Florida for that.
Well, man, remember when you had the prior business?
Yes,
Arnold. The dildo business.
Well, I called it a dildo company.
So what if some woman went to your house and went and found all your things and thought, oh, gosh, I'm dating this super perv.
God, you know, did have a lot.
Funny you say that because that's why I had a storage unit. Because I was like, if I die and Lord knows they bring my mama into the house to start, you know, going through the goods or whatever. What was my son doing with all these? These are still new in the box.
This sucker's big.
Because after my husband...
Connie Maxwell, do y'all need these?
I found the strangest porno. Oh. Now, I didn't have them around to ask them questions and what I found.
Oh, this is post. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to be careful with what you keep in your closet.
When you leave the house every day, hide all everything. So,
I'm not saying that.
You know, I'm not good at my job because so many people now are texting in asking this, and we're going to get to it. You got to pace a little interview kind of thing, but have you talked to Willa since this all? Because you talked in that voicemail you left us as this was done.
Aww.
But has, if you want to talk about it, it's cool. If you don't.
Yeah, no, I sent her a text on the day and she has not responded. On the day, I want to reiterate here, that she told the entire world my life story on the radio that same day. She has not responded, but no, if I see her again, I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to her. As far as I'm concerned, it's done. We're over.
You know what? She's ignoring him because she responded to me when I tried to verify if you were who you were.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's right. Fat Boy, well, you may have already told him this, but yeah, Fat Boy had extended the offer to Willa to join as well today, and she did not respond to him either. So
Well, there you go. Willa, if you're listening to this,
you know she is.
Congratulations, you got a dramatic response from me. You're on my permanent block list.
Oh, wow. Hey. Willa, for everyone, everything has a lesson. So if you find something weird, I mean, do you not remember episodes of sitcoms in the 80s where they would find like a knife in Jack's nightstand and Janet and Chrissy thought they were he was going to kill him? And turns out he's a cook and he just stuck it in there. It could be just the most simplest thing. Like Paige said, I don't know if you know this, Derek. I used to own a dildo company. And, you know, where we would sell the things at the women's parties and things. And, you know, if I had passed and my mom walked in, and I'd never really told her about that business because she would have told me I was going to hell. But I would have told her to go to hell for telling me I was going to hell.
Why you got a butt with no rest of the body?
Where's just, you sit there and beat it up like you would when them boxing dummies? You sit there punching butt all day, man? You? But no, Derek, seriously. That's a good thing about when people find things. But now, let's go back to this real quick, because I know you got a time limit of what time you got to be in the work. But if you got out of the shower and she's just sitting there on the bed or whatever, and she's like, hey, babe, I want to talk to you about something. Yeah. He's like, yeah, what's that? And she's like, so I went into your closet. She could have even lied and said, I was looking for a T-shirt to put on after we banged or whatever. And she said, I saw all these apparatuses and settees and such in your closet. Do you not still, though, in the back of your mind, even if you explained all this to her, are you not still from that day on thinking, she went through my crap, though, without asking?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be something that comes up.
It's like suspecting someone was cheating on you and you go look through their phone while they're away or whatever and you find out they're not cheating. You then tell them that you went through their phone? No.
Like this whole thing came up because they weren't hooking up fast enough, I guess, for her.
And it's usually the opposite, it seems. Which is but weird, he man. Was like, and I get what you're saying. You like came out of a long-term thing and, you know, you were wanting to, and you wasn't using all this stuff. Although I would tell you this, and you're right, you can't just like donate them or sell them at a yard sale or something like that.
Put them in the bin anyway.
But like, I'd get, if you want to start afresh and anew and all that stuff, like I'd get rid of that because it's just likely reminding you of this other lady. Well, you not? Maybe? I don't know.
Have a yard sale.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that.
I'm just kidding.
No. If it was the old days, you could sit there and throw them at people as they go under the overpass. But you
probably have called a nard sale.
Yeah. I made that joke yesterday. That's right. A nard sale.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.